In the spring of 56 AD, St. Paul was in Ephesus, and he received a progress report from an interesting person by the name of Chloe regarding the first Christians living in the city of Corinth. Chloe's progress report was kind of like the progress reports you receive at school at conference time, you know, the ones where the teachers give you an S for satisfactory or an I for incomplete or a U for unsatisfactory, you know, the ones where the teacher evaluates your attitude and your work ethic and are you a good listener, do you participate in class, do you get your homework in on time. So Chloe is making this progress report to St. Paul about the early Christians living across the Aegean Sea in Corinth. And I'm sad to say, but Corinth gets a few U's, a few unsatisfactory remarks. St. Paul says, it's been reported to me by Chloe that there are some divisions among you. One person in Corinth was saying, well, I belong to Paul, because he baptized me. And another Christian said, well, I belong to Apollos because he baptized me. And another Christian said, I can top that. I belong to Kepha. Kepha, the Aramaic word for Simon Peter. I belong to the Pope. And some other Christian said, but I belong to Christ. That trumps you all. You see these divisions growing in the city of Corinth? St. Paul is so disturbed by this progress report that he writes a letter to the Christians in Corinth. And he says, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree in what you say and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same purpose. That all of you agree in what you say. In the Revised Standard Version of the Bible translation of this passage, it doesn't say in what you say. All it says is, I urge you that all of you agree. Period. You can just imagine how the Christians in Corinth received this news, right? I can just hear them say, seriously? We have to all agree? You've got to be kidding me, St. Paul. They may have joked and said, St. Paul, have you met my wife? You got to be kidding. We have to agree on everything? Now, I don't think that what St. Paul is talking about is that we have to agree on Chinese food or Mexican food. I don't think he's talking about whether we have to agree on white milk or chocolate milk, on paper or plastic. I think what he's talking about is that we agree on the truth. That we all agree in what Jesus reveals to us. That's what St. Paul is saying, is that we all agree on faith and morality. That we all agree on our doctrine, the content of the faith, and our morality, how we live the faith, what's right and wrong. St. Paul is saying here, we have to, all Christians all have to agree on faith and morality. And we might say, well, St. Paul, can't we agree to disagree? That's not what St. Paul says. He doesn't say, well, just agree to disagree. What a terrible phrase. He says, no, you should all agree on faith and morality. Fun little story that happened to me last week. I was listening to Father Ferrex's sermon last Sunday on the radio, and his sermon just made me smile because it was the exact same sermon that I gave last Sunday. Yeah, no, I know Father Ferrex didn't talk about Star Wars or Sister Act or Mother Teresa, but the core of that sermon was exactly the same. He talked about holiness, and that holy means to be set apart, and that Jesus has made us holy. And what made me smile was, I haven't talked to Father Ferrex for 3-4 weeks. But we agreed exactly in what we said. Why? How is that possible? Because we were both talking to the Holy Spirit. The one Holy Spirit inspired us to give the exact same message. That's how we can agree on what to say, when the Holy Spirit inspires us. I urge you that all of you agree in what you say and that there be no divisions among you. St. Paul uses a word here which is called schismata. Schismata. That's the word for divisions. That there be no schisms among you. It's a word that means in Greek to tear. And it's not a sewing word to all of my dear sewing friends out there. It's actually a medical term to all of my nurses and doctor friends out there. A schismata is a tear in the body. A tear of ligaments and muscles coming away from the bone. That's a tear in the body. St. Paul says, I don't want there to be any tears in the body of Christ. You need to be united in the same mind. St. Luke says in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verse 32, the community of believers were of one mind and one heart. Isn't that beautiful? The community of believers, the Christians were of one mind. They were all thinking the same thing. They were of one heart. They were all loving the same thing. St. Paul's teaching here is radical. He says all Christians have to think alike. You might say, oh, no, that takes away my freedom. That's not what St. Paul says. He says we all have to think alike, exactly alike. How? How is it possible? How can we all be of the same mind? St. Paul gives us the answer in the next chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. We have the mind of Christ. Aha, that's it. So in order for us all to have the same mind and the same heart, we have to put on the mind of Christ and think like Jesus. We all need a heart transplant. We can all put on his most sacred heart. And love like Jesus. That's how we can be united in one mind and one heart. If we put on the mind and the heart of Christ. That's how we can all think like Jesus and love like Jesus. That's what I said last night at our Catholic Schools Mass as we kick off Catholic Schools Week. I said, every kid in this school needs to think exactly alike. You say, that's terrible. No, they must all think like Jesus. That's why we have a Catholic school. They are all supposed to think like Jesus. Just like in heaven. In heaven, the saints agree on everything. There's no schisms in heaven, no divisions in heaven. In heaven, they are of one mind and one heart because they have the mind and the heart of Jesus. And once we have the mind and the heart of Jesus, we can be united in the same purpose. We can have the same purpose, the same goal, the same end, the same finish line. Last week we said that that one goal is to be holy, to be a saint. Our purpose, our goal, our end, as we sang in our psalm, right, is to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our lives. Our goal is to be with Jesus forever in heaven. And so I urge you, my dear brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I urge you that all of you agree in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and in the same purpose.